As we move closer to November's midterm elections, social media will more often capture candidates like Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz in strange or funny moments on the campaign trail, and these moments may go viral online. But do these potentially humanizing or charming pop culture moments make any difference with the voters? TPR's Ryan Poppy takes a closer look.
Viral pop culture moments have brightened 2018's campaign season, including the Senate fight between Cruz and O'Rourke. Voters have seen videos of O'Rourke skateboarding and Cruz playing basketball with late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. Bethany Anderson teaches government at the University of Texas. She says these pop culture moments offer candidates unique opportunities.
They're definitely out of the mainstream of political campaigning. They're out of the stump speech kind of space. They're out of the policy space. And they're a moment in which candidates either connect or don't connect with ordinary people.
Albertson says for a candidate like O'Rourke, who until this last year wasn't well known beyond his El Paso congressional district, these pop culture moments are important.
It's free media, and free media is really helpful, particularly for a less known candidate running in a predominantly Republican state.
Sometimes a candidate can also turn an opponent's attack into an opportunity. For example, Cruz's campaign compared the design of O'Rourke's campaign signs to the design of a Whataburger ketchup packet, and then called O'Rourke a triple meat Whataburger liberal. O'Rourke responded with a video of himself skateboarding around a Whataburger parking lot in South Texas.
All right, everybody share this. Beto O'Rourke is on a skateboard in a Whataburger parking lot. I don't know if it gets more Beto. You gotta share this.
Austin resident Scotty Mescal grew up in El Paso, and he remembers O'Rourke from his youth, but he hadn't paid attention to O'Rourke's campaign until he saw the skateboarding video.
It was great because he looks like he knows what he's doing, and he's having fun at Whataburger late at night, and there's people in the parking lot that probably don't know who he is, and he looks like a skater. It's kind of funny. He doesn't do anything crazy, but he looks like right. He's still been keeping himself fit, and he knows what he's doing. That was impressive to me.
In early September, O'Rourke appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
I tweeted out, I want to meet you, and then I heard that you kind of got attacked for coming here.
Yeah, I mean, try to make anyone happy as you run for office or serve in public office. You can't do it.
Alberto Toca, a voter in Austin, says these pop culture moments can help when he tries to convince friends to jump on what he calls the Beto bandwagon.
I would say those are cool. It helps initiate the conversation a lot of the times.
Like O'Rourke, Ted Cruz has also tried to turn criticism into a viral moment. When Jimmy Kimmel compared Cruz to a blobfish, Cruz challenged the late-night host to a televised game of basketball on the campus of Texas Southern University in Houston.
Over 6,000 fans in attendance for this game between Senator Ted Cruz and talk show host Jimmy Kimmel.
Cruz won the game. However, Albertson explains Cruz faces a different calculation because he's an incumbent, and he may not need these pop culture moments to boost his support. And attempts to appear cool can be risky.
If you think about it, those incumbents, they don't need the free media. But it does strike me that, much like high school trends, maybe trying too hard is going to cut across the ability of a campaign to achieve it, right?
Also, some voters may not think they're necessary. Voter Susan Friedrich admits the Cruz-Kimmel video may amuse younger conservatives, but she would rather hear about the candidates' positions on issues.
We want to see the economy continue to grow. We want lower taxes. We want to see more on immigration.
Mark Jones teaches political science at Rice University. He recognizes O'Rourke's popularity, but he doesn't believe the Democrats' viral pop culture moments will threaten a re-election for Cruz.
Ted Cruz has between a 90 and 95% chance of victory, given the Republican orientation of the electorate in the state.
Regardless of the odds, more of these pop culture moments will probably emerge throughout the campaign season, with candidates walking a fine line between connecting with voters and trapping themselves in an image that may haunt them forever. But if that basketball game or skateboard video ultimately leads to more votes, then perhaps they're worth the risk. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.